Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. A travel agent called his rabbi the other day asking if he was allowed to book a flight that was scheduled to leave on Shabbat for another Jew. The rabbi told him, although it would not violate the negative commandment of Lifnei Iver Lo Titen Michshol, because this potential customer could easily book the same flight elsewhere. However, there would be an Isur Dirabanan of helping somebody else commit an Avera. There are Aharonim who hold that this prohibition does not apply to people who don't care about keeping the mitzvot. And therefore, the rabbi concluded, there is what to rely upon if you wanted to book that ticket, but I would recommend you not to. The travel agent then said, you mean it would be like a Kiddush Hashem if I don't? I want to make sure I do everything in my business the way Hashem wants. The rabbi replied, yes, it would be a Kiddush Hashem. And don't worry, you'll never lose out on business by being careful to follow halacha the best way. In fact, another man just called me a half an hour ago and told me a personal story. The rabbi continued, he is a contractor and told that he found a great home that he wanted to renovate and resell. It was a super deal. The real estate agent gave him her word that it was his for $675,000. The papers were ready and finally in order, and the contract was ready to sign, but it was Chol HaMoed Sukkot, and the contractor did not want to do business on Chol HaMoed. He told the real estate agent he wanted to wait until after the holiday to sign it. She replied that if he didn't sign right then and there, she would put it back on the market and surely the price would go up. This was a davar ha'aved, she added. It's a loss if you don't do it now. And therefore it's permissible to purchase even on Chol HaMoed. The contractor told her he wanted to honor Hashem and be strict, especially since Chol HaMoed is treated lightly these days. She then told him, okay, it's your loss. And she put the house back on the market. Sure enough, the price did go up as a bidding war ensued until it finally reached $810,000. After the holiday, she called the contractor and asked him if he wanted to beat that price or let it go. She added, you see, if you would have listened to me and signed on Chol HaMoed, you would have gotten it for $675,000. He told her, it's okay. Let the other person take it for $810,000. The real estate agent then told the owner of the home about all of the events which transpired. The owner himself is a religious Jew. And when he heard that the contractor refused to sign because of Chol HaMoed, he said, I'm very impressed with him and I want him to have the house. The real estate agent told him, that would mean you're forgoing $135,000. The owner said, there are things that are more important than money. Nobody should lose for being strict on halacha. And with that, the contractor got the home for $675,000. He told the rabbi afterward, I see this all the time. Nobody can take what's yours. If Hashem wants you to have something, you'll get it. And of course, you never lose by following His will. When the rabbi told this story to the travel agent replied, thank you, Rabbi. That's just what I needed to hear. That story couldn't have come at a better time. And this is the absolute truth. Hashem is in charge of our parnasah. If we do our best to go over and above, to do His will, we'll only gain from it. Have a great day.